From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 28, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Democrats and Republicans in Catskill have chosen their candidates in the upcoming village elections. Both caucuses were held on Monday, January 25th, to find contenders to fill two trustee positions currently held by Vincent Seeley and Stanley Duchesne, along with the village justice seat now held by Maria LaRosa. At the GOP caucus held at the Washington Irving Senior Center, incumbent Duchesne and Joel Shanks got the nod. LaRosa was chosen without opposition. Meanwhile, at Catskill Town Hall, the Democrats chose incumbent Seeley and current Catskill School Board member Lillian Johnson for village trustee. The Democrats did not put forward a candidate for village justice. Village elections will be held on Tuesday, March 15th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jillian Nadiak is reporting in the Register Star that the Greenport Planning Board has granted conditional approval to the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties for the construction of a 66-unit apartment complex on Jolson Boulevard. The board gave the project a provisional green light during a public meeting held on Tuesday, January 26. The board outlined a list of conditions that must be met within 6 months for the association to receive final approval and a building permit can be issued. The 14-page resolution passed by the board included a requirement to provide the building inspector and town engineer with video and photographs of the existing conditions within 200 feet of the property line of the project. Planning Board Chairman Edward Stifler said he believes MHA has done everything it could to comply with the town's requirements to date. Stifler said the complex will be an asset to the community when completed. The building will contain 66 units, with 28 units set aside for individuals with mental health disabilities and 38 units for affordable housing for those whose income qualifies. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Bard College professor Robert Kelly has been appointed Dutchess County's first poet laureate. Kelly will serve one term and bring poetry to the community through a series of readings and events. He read two poems at the State of the County address on Wednesday, January 27th, at the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie. Kelly has been on the Bard faculty since 1961. He has published more than 50 books of poetry and prose, including The Common Shore and The Loom. Kelly is the founding director of the writing program at Bard's Milton Avery Graduate School of Arts. He currently serves as the Asher B. Elderman Professor of Literature and is the co-director of the program in Written Arts at Bard College. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Audrey Maytot in the Daily Mail is reporting that the Greenville Central School District would not reconsider a proposed veterans tax exemption, voting 4-3 January 21st not to hold a public hearing to consider the exemption. Last year, the board voted 4-3 against exempting veterans from property taxes, but with a slightly different board, the veterans asked again this year. Board President Ann Holstein said she did not want to shift the school funding burden to others in the community. Veteran Don Savino was upset, saying, and I quote, "It was an injustice done here today. You didn't give people a chance to talk, and that's wrong," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And for our final story, John Mason is reporting in the Daily Mail that sales tax revenue in both Columbia and Greene counties increased in the past year in sharp contrast to other counties statewide. According to the sales tax figures released on Tuesday, January 26, by the New York State Association of Counties, in the fourth quarter of 2014, Columbia County's receipts rose by more than 5%, while Greene's revenue increased by nearly 3%. In 2015, Greene County reported the sixth highest sales tax revenue in New York State. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux said there's no real answer why the county did so well last year, but he speculated it was because of the restaurants and the ski industry. Columbia County Treasurer P.J. Keeler said the county was fortunate to see the increase despite a significant decrease in sales tax revenue from gasoline sales due to lower gas prices. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a temperature high near 43 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, Scattered snow showers before 1 p.m., then scattered rain and snow showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., then scattered snow showers after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Blustery winds could gust as high as 31 miles an hour. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:43 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 28th day of January 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.